When Mr. Buhari, a Muslim from the north, ran for president in 2015, militants in the Niger Delta in the south threatened to escalate their bombing attacks on the nation's oil pipelines. Joe Siegel, the research director for the Africa Center for Strategic Studies at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., talks about those threats.
Now, we haven't really seen that come to pass. In fact, there seems to have been ongoing dialogue between these groups and the Buhari administration. And that's where it is interesting to see if what's unfolding with the Niger Delta adventures, whether that is foreshadowing a larger militancy and a resurgence of fighting among some of these groups.
Militants in the southeast were subsidized by Mr. Buhari's predecessor, President Goodluck Jonathan, who offered to hire the militants to protect the pipeline they had previously attacked.
Some have suggested that many of the militants under the Avengers are unhappy that the Buhari administration is curbing funding for a sort of amnesty program that the Goodluck Jonathan administration had, so that they would transform their movement to a more peaceful movement that would be focused more on job creation for its members.
The Avengers are not the only threat to Nigerian peace and security. They have vowed common cause with a handful of militant forces long hostile to Abuja.
They are claiming support for the independent state of Biafra in the southeast, for which there was a very costly civil war in the 1960s. There have been some clashes in Kaduna state, where supporters for the Islamic movement in Nigeria, a Shiite-based movement, had clashes with security forces. The clashes led to up to 350 deaths and the arrest of the leader. There have been some clashes between Fulani herdsmen and farmers of Benue State in the north central region of the country. So those give you a sampling of the sorts of internal conflicts that Nigeria is trying to come to terms with.
Siegel says the slow development of Boko Haram violence in Borno State taught Nigeria that if you don't take care of local problems early, they later become major struggles for the federal government. Boko Haram grew to be one of the most destabilizing groups of armed Islamists in the world.
That group became increasingly radicalized, and we saw a growing frequency of clashes between the government and Boko Haram. The government was criticized for not responding more forcefully, more quickly, and this was a result of a perception that this was a local challenge, this wasn't a national threat.
Siegel believes that when Nigeria's military chief of staff and his convoy drove through the city of Zaria and clashed with local Shiites last December, the large number of civilian deaths in that city was the result of the military's new policy of quickly responding to local threat.
The relatively strong and relatively early show of force by the Nigerian security sector in the clashes in Kaduna with the Islamic movement in Nigeria, as well as in trying to curb the growing militancy of the Niger Delta Avengers, suggests that the government is not going to tolerate a great deal of restiveness in these areas.
The Africa expert says the government needs to look carefully at the roots of these struggles and to identify the social factors that can reduce the potential for greater conflict.
In many of the sorts of internal security threats that we're seeing in Nigeria, there are strong social factors that are behind the tensions. Unemployment, a sense of marginalization, poor governance, perceptions of corruption. And so absolutely giving more attention to these governance issues and providing more investment and economic opportunities will go a long way to reducing any popular support for these movements.
Can Nigeria, the size, the economic complexity, and ethnic diversity of a country of 181 million people, avoid such destructive conflicts of interests?
Or are these clashes the beginning of a more organized and separate internal conflicts that are going to create bigger headaches for the country? I think it's still too early to say where that's going. Nigeria is seeming now to get to come to terms with what's going on in Boko Haram, I think does provide an opportunity and some optimism that they can turn the corner. And so ensuring that these other clashes don't become bigger threats, I think it'll be the key challenge for the government here over the next 6 months to a year.
The responsibility for Mr. Buhari's administration is whether these regional conflicts can be resolved through political or military means before they become insurgencies as costly to the nation as Boko Haram has been. David Arnold, VOA, Washington.